Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from National Opinion Surveys. Okay, now I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can I speak with Leslie Hinsman, please?
Yeah, this is Leslie.
All right, ma'am, and just for qualification purpose of this survey, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No, none of that. None of that.
Okay, and are you 18 and older and registered to vote?
Yes, I am.
All right, ma'am. Okay, and just to be sure that we represent everybody, may I ask what is your race?
Do I have to say?
Yes, ma'am. White, African American, or Black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American, or American Indian, or mixed race?
I mean, I'm African American.
Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in 2024 elections for president, Congress? Would that be a definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50?
I definitely vote. I voted every election, local and federal.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and just for qualification purposes, what is your age?
53.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and please rate me your level of motivation for voting this year's presidential and congressional elections on November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not all motivated to vote this year and 10 means that you're extremely motivated, but you may use any number from 0 to 10, okay?
I mean, I'm 10. I'm extremely motivated.
Oh, okay. All right, and generally speaking, how closely would you say you have been following the news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Very closely, somewhat closely, or not closely?
Somewhat closely.
Okay. And regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
I mean, it depends. When it's local, I'm more independent. When it's like for a president or Senate or Congress, something federal, then I'm leaning more towards Democrat.
Okay. All right. All right, ma'am. And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
I don't know what that means because I always try to vote towards what's my best interest for my community. So I guess you could say I'm strong when it comes to, but you know, when it's a local thing,
with,
I care more about the individual person.
Uh-huh.
But, yes, I guess
like,
you could say
I'm
strong. You could say I'm strong.
A strong Democrat. Okay. All right, ma'am, and do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Would that be a strongly approved, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove of his job?
I mean, I somewhat approve. It's a hard job.
Okay. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied? I mean, satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
You know, I have no crystal ball. I just feel like that question is kind of leading because how would I know what – do you know what
well,
I
this
mean?
Is just generally speaking, like the way you see things, you know, you think – I mean, you're like very satisfied or dissatisfied or very dissatisfied.
I mean, things could always be better, so I guess I'm the somewhat dissatisfied or whatever.
Dissatisfied?
Yeah.
Dissatisfied, okay, all right.
Yeah.
All right, ma'am, and generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
It's about the same.
Okay, the same. All right, ma'am, thinking about, you know, issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? Okay, you can select up to two, okay, pressing common sense gun reforms to help, you know, keep guns out of the hands of wrong people, protecting abortion rights, creating more jobs and raising wages, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, making college more affordable and forgiving student debt, combating division and racism, border security, reducing crime, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs, or improving K-12 public school education.
So I have to choose one?
Two. You can choose two to be the most important.
Okay,
to you.
So the making college more affordable And
okay,
and
making California affordable. Okay.
And then common sense gun laws or whatever.
Okay. Gun reforms,
you know,
to help.
Okay. Gun reform, yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am. And now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you're very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you're very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you're not particularly warm or cold, like a neutral, okay? You may use any number from 0
okay.
to 100, depending
okay.
how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of that person or organization, just say so, okay? And I'll move
okay.
to the next one.
Okay.
The first one will be Cornel West from 0 to 100.
I have no feeling one way or the other.
Okay. No
agree
opinion.
Or disagree.
No.
I'm very neutral. Yeah, there's no opinion.
So no opinion, right?
No.
Because I have 50 is like neutral, okay? You can select
yeah, 50.
50.
So let's
like,
do 50.
Okay.
Yeah, just do
okay.
50, yeah.
All right. 50, right? Okay, because 50 is neutral. You don't know way or the other. Okay, what about Republicans
right.
in Congress?
I mean, it's just hard to like rope everybody in the same because I don't feel like everybody's terrible. Just like I don't feel like everybody's
uh-huh.
wonderful. So it's like one of those things where it's like, I guess. I feel like everybody could do a better job on both sides. Do you know what I mean? Like dislike is such a strong word for people you don't
mm-hmm.
know. So just, I guess do like a, like 60, I guess. 60? Yeah, was that
okay?
60 means like oh, it's like 100 is you like or
very favorable.
Or,
I mean, because it goes, it's like a letter, you know, going up, you know, like a grade.
Okay,
know,
okay, 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 okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, okay. So then let's make 30 then.
30, okay. 30. What about Joe Biden from 0 to 100?
I mean, I guess like a 70.
Okay, 70. Donald Trump.
Yeah, he's like a 20.
Democrats in Congress.
They're like maybe 60.
Hakeem Jeffries.
Like an 80.
Okay, 80. Tim Scott.
Like a 12.
12, okay. Kamala Harris.
Like a 70.
Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, and I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Cornel West, Independent Jill Stein, and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for whom would you vote? Or if you are still undecided, please say so.
Yeah, I would rather vote for Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, okay. All right, ma'am, have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing? Yes, a lot, yes, some, only a little, or nothing at all?
Yeah, a lot.
Okay. All right, and has what, you know, you read, seen, or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards him?
Are we still using numbers?
No, just this is about, you know,
more
much
or
more
less
favorable, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, or much less favorable?
Much more favorable.
Okay, much more favorable. All right, in your own words, okay, what have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel more favorable towards the Biden administration? And just in a few words, you can tell me that.
I feel like he's actively trying. I do feel like there's a trying on all levels. Effort means a lot to
okay.
me. So whether you succeed or not, making that effort, getting out there is important to me. So make at least
okay,
trying to
so,
address an issue as opposed to letting it just roll downhill.
Okay, that effort, right? Okay.
Yeah.
That's what you like, right?
Right.
I like. Okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and his and what he's doing? And would you say yes a lot, yes some, only a little, or nothing at all?
Yeah, a lot.
I haven't heard a lot.
It's too much.
And has what you read, seen, or heard recently about Donald Trump made you more or less like, more favorable towards him?
No. Less.
Less. Would that be somewhat more favorable or unfavorable or much more unfavorable?
Much more unfavorable.
Okay. And what you have read, seen, or heard makes you feel less favorable towards Donald Trump. And the question is, what have you read, seen, or heard, you know, that makes you feel less favorable towards Donald Trump? And just in a few words, too.
I'm so tired of the personal stuff. I want to talk about the policy stuff and not talk about whatever personal issues or criminal issues or lack of good judgment. I just want to talk about what's going to help us be better. And I feel like it's too much distraction.
Okay. You want to hear that? Why he's going to do
it? It feels like a bad reality show. Huh?
Okay. You wanna hear what he's gonna do? What he's gonna do better, right? Not
at least something about something about policy, about the job. If you're applying for the job, can we talk about the job? Can we talk about like in detail? What you know, just like an interview. What are you gonna do? Like seriously, I don't care about your disdain for this particular person or this name call or this particular incident. But can we just talk about What is your policy, cut and dry? I don't really want to know about all that other stuff. It's not important to me.
Okay.
Act like you want the job.
Okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am. And now I'd like to read you what some others have said, you know, they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe, you know, to be the biggest threat to the African-American community right now? You may choose two choices, okay? Would you say is the Supreme Court rolling back the rights and freedoms, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community, the lack of quality education opportunities, rising crime and violence, Donald Trump getting elected president again, cuts to social safety net like Social Security, or stagnant wages and rising costs?
I think the stagnant wages and rising costs.
Okay, that'd be one.
And then the Supreme Court.
Okay, Supreme Court rolling back the rights and freedoms. Okay.
Right, right.
All right. All right, ma'am, and for each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Joe Biden or Donald Trump would be better at dealing with that issue, okay? Tackling inflation and dealing with rising costs. Would that be Biden or Trump, in your opinion?
I feel like Biden.
Would that be Biden much better or Biden just somewhat
better? Much better. Much better.
Okay.
Much better.
What about the rise of white supremacy and nationalism?
I mean, I don't feel like either one are really taking that seriously, but I feel like with Trump, they're his friends, so I would maybe lean towards Biden possibly doing something,
okay,
even though it's a reach.
So be Biden somewhat better?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. All right, what about the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms? Would that be Biden or Trump better?
Probably Biden.
Okay, somewhat Biden. Okay, rising crime and violence.
I mean, this just annoys me, that question, because it's been crime and violence throughout human history. But I feel like maybe Biden, I don't have any confidence in anything Trump has going on.
Okay, so be maybe somewhat Biden or Biden much better?
100% Biden, much better.
Biden.
Nothing for
okay.
Trump.
What about growing the U.S. economy? You think Biden will do better or Trump?
I think Biden would, if we could get some other people around to actually do their job and not go back and forth. Because he can't do anything on his own. I'm just going to say Biden, if he had the right Senate and Congress, you know.
Okay. Would that be Biden much better or
yeah,
Biden
yeah, much better. Much better.
Okay, what about fixing the immigration system?
I mean, I don't know if anybody can do that within 4 years. It's so broken. It's been broken. It's just the immigration system they have with black and brown people, because anybody that's not black or brown, it seems to be, they don't have an issue with them immigrating. So it's bigger than just the immigration thing. It's systematic, you know.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank
so,
you, ma'am.
Yeah.
All right, ma'am. And in generally speaking, does President Biden handling, you know, does President Biden handling the Israel-Gaza war makes you more or less likely to support him, or does it make no difference?
It makes no difference. I don't feel like at
okay.
this point there's nothing we could do. That's not even our issue. I just
okay.
wish he would
Thank
stay
you.
Out of it.
Yeah. Okay, and as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up
yeah.
an alleged affair with adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with his verdict? Would that be strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I mean, I agree with the jury. They saw, they could use their best judgment. They saw more than we saw, so.
Okay.
Would
that be
a
strongly agree or just?
I strongly agree.
Okay.
I strongly agree.
All right, ma'am, since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he's now more, you know, relatable to African Americans. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this statement?
I strongly disagree, and I feel like it's
okay.
offensive to even say that.
All right.
Nobody identifies with a criminal, but criminals.
Right.
And everybody
oh,
that's
okay.
African American is not criminal.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. And how often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Would you say very often, not often, or not at all?
Yeah, I mean, it's everywhere, so it's often. You can't even turn it off. It's everywhere.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? Would that be Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, or X, Instagram, YouTube, or other?
I would say it's a combination of a couple, but probably more Instagram, maybe.
Instagram and what about TikTok? What about Twitter or TikTok or Facebook or YouTube?
I don't do Twitter as much, but I do. I mean, when I'm on Facebook, it's not really, it's more like a family thing. But
mm-hmm.
I probably TikTok maybe.
TikTok,
yeah.
Okay. All right,
yeah.
Thank you. All right, ma'am, we almost are done with this survey. I only have a few questions that are statistical purpose only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
An associate.
Okay. And are you married, unmarried, live with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Single.
Okay, single, right? Single, okay. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living
no.
in your household?
No. No, I did not.
All right. And, okay, in thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself to be very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat liberal.
Somewhat liberal. All right. All right, ma'am, and how often do you attend church or religious services? Would you say twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever, or never?
Several times a year.
several times a year. Okay. All right, ma'am. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, or less than half, or hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
I mean, I have white neighbors. My neighborhood's kind of diverse. I have white neighbors, Hispanic neighbors.
So would that be about half of white people? I mean, white, you know, neighbors?
Maybe
or
about
more than half?
Maybe 20%. Like,
so it'd be less than half, right? Less than half.
Less than half.
Okay. All right, ma'am. And how would you describe your area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Okay, ma'am. And were one or more of your grandparents born outside the United States? A yes or no?
No.
And were one or more of your parents born outside the United States?
No.
Okay. And were you born outside the United States?
No.
Okay. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Well, this concludes our survey. I really thank you very much for your time and participation. And you have a great evening. Okay. I really appreciate your help.
You too. Take care.
You have a great
anytime.
Evening.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.